Hello, and thanks for listening to the Ordinary Philosophy Podcast. Here, you can listen to interviews and audio renditions of pieces published at Ordinary Philosophy's website, dedicated to philosophy in the public square and the history of ideas that change the world. For more about Ordinary Philosophy, and to see the photographs and the sources and inspiration for each piece, please visit ordinaryphilosophy.com. I'm Amy Cools, creator and editor of Ordinary Philosophy. Episode 87, Ordinary Philosophy Recommends, Why Radios, Feminism as Philosophy, Politics, and Friendship, with guests Gloria Steinem and Suzanne Braun-Levine. I was recently thrilled to discover Why Radios podcast. It's about time I did, since it's 8 years and more than 100 episodes in. Thanks for the share, Laura of Bismarck, North Dakota. For the 100th episode this February, host and creator Jack Russell Weinstein interviews Gloria Steinem, co-founder of Ms. Magazine, journalist, writer, and feminist extraordinaire, and Suzanne Braun-Levine, first editor of Ms. Magazine, author, and authority on feminism and gender issues. The topics covered in this episode are summarized in the title, Feminism as Philosophy, Politics, and Friendship. Weinstein is a professor of philosophy at the University of North Dakota and created the radio show and podcast, Why? Philosophical Discussions About Everyday Life, for very similar reasons I created Ordinary Philosophy, as you can tell from the subtitle. My readers may often wonder why my philosophy and history of ideas blog and podcast are at least as devoted to the life and ideas of activists and civil rights leaders as they are to philosophers and theorists. Steinem sums up a conviction I share near the beginning of the interview. Quote, "To be part of any social justice movement is probably to be on the forefront of philosophy." Social justice movements are founded in ideas that have not yet been understood and accepted widely enough to be embodied in law and social practice. Many activists, then, can be understood as philosophers in the public square, and activism as philosophy in action. They are part of the same noble tradition, forcing us to consider uncomfortable questions and raising our consciousness, as Socrates' gadfly questions, awakening his fellow citizens from their dogmatic slumbers. I'm also gratified to hear Steinem cite Louisa May Alcott as one of her earliest influences, as she was for me. The story of Alcott's principled stand at Frederick and Helen Pitts Douglas's wedding is among my favorite examples of philosophy in action, a perfect demonstration of the right way to think and act toward our fellow human beings. You can find the story in the Boston episode of my Frederick Douglass History of Ideas series last year. Steinem also challenges the way that second-wave feminism is often characterized as a middle-class white movement. She points out that polls reveal that Black women, especially in the early days of the movement, shared feminist and civil rights convictions in far greater proportions than any other group, and were more likely to demonstrate their convictions through action. It's just that they were not recognized in the media, nor did they have the opportunities that white women, as well as white and Black men, had to rise to leadership positions. Steinem shares an anecdote from her participation in the March on Washington, in which a Black woman in the crowd angrily points out that not a single Black woman was chosen to address the crowd from the stage, which illustrates this paradox. I also love what Braun-Levine says about being a tomboy as a young girl. She says it shows she was on the wrong path. She wasn't saying that she was wrong to want to play with the boys and to wear pants. To the contrary. I interpret her statement as her commentary on how we've long divided healthy, active pursuits, such as sports and wanting to wear clothing that permits bodily freedom, into the category boy, and daintiness constrained in clothing and shoes that limit bodily freedom, into the category girl. It was only with the hindsight and wisdom made possible by her own evolving consciousness, which she, in turn, awoke in her readers, which made her realize that these boy and girl qualities, instincts, and preferences are actually universal human ones. People of all genders, or of none, depending on how you describe it, love to be very physically active, or they don't, like to wear constrictive and elaborate clothing, makeup, and shoes, or don't, and so on. This wonderful discussion about the history and evolution of feminism, as Steinem and Bron Levine experience it, wraps up with an exchange with two budding activists, 11-year-old Faith and Adina. What a great way to show just how influential these two women are and how the young are moving their cause forward and applying it to the modern world. For the links to the Y Radio Show featuring Gloria Steinem and Suzanne Braun Levine, and for all other related links, please visit the blog post version of this episode. Ordinary Philosophy's website and podcast are independent and ad-free, and depend on support from patrons and listeners like you. To find out more about how you can contribute to Ordinary Philosophy, please visit the subscribe, submit, and support page today. And if you enjoy what you read and hear at Ordinary Philosophy, please share with those you believe will enjoy it too, and take a moment to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And thanks, everyone, once again for listening.